Our favorite Thanksgiving traditions. Thanksgiving traditions. Most families have them, whether they realize it or not. Pumpkin pie, watching the Macy's Day Parade, football, cooking all the things, eating at a certain time. Those are traditions. At the Miller House, we have several Thanksgiving traditions, and while some of them are traditional, we have some that are out of the box because we like to keep people on their toes. My favorite tradition is our Thanksgiving dinner. Within the five of us, nobody likes the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, so each year we look for a way to shake things up. Some of our past themes have consisted of Chicago-style pizza, we had that flown in, a taco bar, appetizers only, and an Italian feast. I usually always have a mac and cheese, because who doesn't love mac and cheese, and some sort of potato, but it's never a sweet potato. I'm quite certain I would have a bit of a protest on my hands. My boys are weird. For dessert, you won't find a pie in this house. Usually when it comes to dessert, I open up Pinterest and just tell the boys to find something that looks delicious, and that's what we go with. I also always try to have some sort of fun punch. It always includes Sprite plus something. Last year we did Sprite and cranberry juice, but I've also mixed apple juice and raspberry lemonade. Regardless, it's always been a big hit. I haven't gotten around to nailing down our theme this year, but you can be certain there won't be a turkey dressing or pumpkin pie in sight. And I will throw this in real quick and make it short and sweet, but we also do a huge Thanksgiving breakfast, and it's probably one of my favorite things to do all year. Another tradition that is close to my heart is every year I have my boys decorate something within the fall theme that I get to have around the house for decor. For a while, I just would buy fake pumpkins and let them paint or decorate them, but after a few years, I realized I had more pumpkins than I knew what to do with, so we had to branch out a bit. One year, I had them decorate a table runner. They put their handprints all over it, and it's quite possibly my favorite piece of fall decor. Last year, I bought these three wooden pigs that they painted, and then this year, I again bought some little pumpkins that we did something different with than the usual splatter of paint. Every morning, they write one thing that they are thankful for that day, but they can't repeat anything. So by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, they will each have little pumpkins full of things they are thankful for. Our Thanksgiving table has become a bit of a tradition. If I'm being completely honest, we don't use fancy plates or glasses because after all the cooking, the last thing we want to do is dishes. So while we opt for the paper plates and red Solo cups, our actual table can be a bit fun. I line the whole table with craft paper and place different colored markers and Sharpies around the table, and we all write what we are thankful for. It always seems to spark a good convo with everyone, and then we are done, we end up doodling and even playing a game or two of tic-tac-toe. At some point in the day, we will find some time for a game of football or kickball. It could be before, during, or after one of the meals, but we always know at some point it's going down. Then, after it has gone down, we all crash for a good Thanksgiving nap. And if I'm being honest, that's probably this mom's favorite Thanksgiving tradition, hands down. At the end of the day, big, small, tons or none, as long as you're taking time to be thankful as a family for what and how God has provided, that's really all that matters. Looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar life season? We'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below, you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so we can make a plan.